Hello, you reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is LaShonda. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes.
Thank you. And may I have your first name? Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
I don't know how this is going. I called to try to see if I can get some help on where to send my truck to because it stopped on me. And they referred me to this. Like, I don't understand. I don't know.
This is emergency roadside assistance. So the things that I can assist you with will be things of the nature of, like, a tow, if you needed fuel, tire change, things of that nature.
They told me that you can probably tell me where to take the truck to. It's not fair. I mean, I don't know. They referred me to here because I told them I don't know what to do. I need help. My truck stopped on me, like, and they gave me this. They told me to call this number, and you can tell me maybe the closest place where to send the truck to that the warranty covers.
The warranty for your vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. So with this part of your insurance, this is just dispatch. So the only thing we do is we can do tolls and things of that nature, but we do not cover warranties. So what you'll need to do is you'll need to find someone whom you feel like you would like to take your vehicle to that will be out of pocket for you. You'll have to pay them, but we will take care of getting your vehicle there.
How many miles do you cover?
Now, that I don't know. You'll have to contact whom you pay your policy to and see how many miles there that you're covered for.
Okay.
Yeah. And then as long as you stay within the miles, your tow will be free. You won't have to pay anything.
Okay. I want to set up the roadside.
Okay, well, first you'll have to find a shop to take your vehicle to because we're going to need an address for that shop as well.
I have an address.
Okay, and then you need to speak with them to make sure that we can bring your vehicle in because we wouldn't want you to risk getting your vehicle impounded.
I did.
Okay, well, we're on a recording. We're on a recorded line, ma'am, and you just called in and asked me to help you find someone that you didn't have anyone.
Right. That's because I've been on the phone all morning calling shops. I talked to one shop. They told me to bring it on in.
Okay.
I didn't know that you guys would take the vehicle there for me.
Okay. Yes, we will. All right, ma'am.
Why I called. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I called back and tried. That's the reason why I called back and tried to ask them where is the best place for me to send it because I thought maybe they had a better suggestion.
Oh,
and
okay.
This is just the place I called.
And they say you can bring it in?
Yes.
Great. I can assist you with that. May I have your first name, please?
Alicia, Alicia. Captains, CAPTAINS.
Did you say CAPTIONS?
No, it's Captain, CAPTAINS.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And they may have a good callback number for your services today.
313-808-4244.
Thank you. And then would you like to, thank you. And so would you like to receive mobile texts and updates regarding time of arrival?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And then may I have the zip code your policy is registered under?
48224.
Thank you. And then may I have your policy or your member ID number?
My policy number is T as in Tom, R as in Ryan, E as in X, V as in Victor, G as in girl, 94868.
Thank you. One moment, please.
No problem. Okay.
And just to repeat the number back to you, you gave me T as in Tom, R as in Robert, E as in Edward, V as in Victoria, G as in George, 94868, correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
No problem.
So did they give you maybe a member ID number? This is your policy number, correct?
Yes. I'm still waiting for my member ID to come in the mail. It never came. I just told her that when I talked to her.
Okay, so I'm not able to pull up your policy with that information. Do you know your effective date, like the date your policy started?
I believe it was 2/8/2021.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are you supposed to be able to see it with the number I gave you?
Yes, that populates your policy.
So I wonder why. I wonder why it's not coming up then.
Not sure. Then you may need that number that should be coming in the mail. Maybe that number might be the one that we actually need. Did they give you a producer code? Uh-huh.
Yes, I got the producer code.
May I have that, please?
That yes, might help. 105. Huh?
That helps sometimes populate the policy.
It's 105593.
Thank you. And then may I get the plan letter that comes with it? It'll usually be like C11.
It's AB.
Thank you. They did give you all your information, so that's good. May I have your home address?
4132 Grayton, Grayton, Detroit, Michigan, 48224.
Thank you. And what year is the vehicle you're calling about?
2018.
And the make?
Ford.
And the model. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So with that other information, with your policy, is moving it along. So.
Great.
Thank you. And then may I have the color of the vehicle?
It's gray.
Thank you. May I have, they're asking for the last 8 of the VIN.
Oh, man. Oh, man, I got to get it. I have to get it for you, Rusty.
That's fine. They're asking for A. The last eight.
The last eight.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
The last eight is J as in juice, U as in Uber, B as in boy, or 8520.
Yeah. And then they're asking for your mileage.
My mileage is 0637 63.
Thank you. And the date you purchased it?
January 2020.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So it seemed as if it was moving along. However, now the system is prompting that we have like invalid like producer code or information. So it is prompting that you'll have to pay for your services out of pocket today, and then you can resubmit for reimbursement considerations. But if you find the system is an error, so the system is prompting that you'll have to pay for your services out of pocket today, and then you can submit for reimbursement considerations. But if you find that the system is an error, you can always contact whom you pay your policy with, let them know that we're having we're unable to find your policy. And what they'll do for you is they'll either give you like that member ID that you say is in the mail, or that's probably what they'll end up doing, and just verify your producer code, effective date, and your policy number is all the same.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.